based on the idea that we just learned, that there's this halachic concept of kedusha with mitzvos, and then there is the Ritva says there's this concept called chibat haaretz. If you look at the parsha, Rav Kook points out, based on the sheet of the Kafta Referach, Rav Ashtori Haparchi, who makes the difference between kedushat haaretz and kedushat mitzvot. Because if you open up the parsha, it says Avram Avinu comes to Shechem, comes to Elon Moreh. Hashem says to him, "Lezaracha etein et haaretz hazot." I'm going to give you. That's in Perek Yud-Bet Pasuk Vav. As thanks for Hashem saying, "I'm going to have children in Eretz Yisrael." Pasuk Zayin says, "Vayiven sham isbech laHashem hanir'eh elav." You go to the end of Shlishi, between Sheni and Shlishi now. Avram leaves Lot. Hashem says, "Kumi talech ba'aretz la'arkav l'rachba, kilcha atnena." I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. And then again, last pasuk of Shlishi is, Avram builds a mizbeach to Hashem. Answer of Kook, what's the difference between the first announcement that you're going to have Eretz Yisrael and the second announcement? You're going to have Eretz Yisrael. Why is he building another mizbeach? What's the difference? Rav Kook explains the big difference is that at the beginning, the first pasuk is Lezaracha etein et haaretz hazot. There's nothing for man to do. God is going to give us Eretz Yisrael. That's nothing to do with any Maisa Kinyan that we're going to do. The second time, it's Kumi Talech Baretz Le'arkau L'Rachba Safona V'Negba Kema V'Yam. Kumi Talech Baretz, as the Gemara in Baba Basar says, that Avraham Avinu was trailblazing for us to make it easier for us. But it's more than that. Comes the Kafta Rav Ferach and Rav Kook in these Pesukim and says that there is a independent Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter what we do. Some argue with this. Meshech Chachma argues with this. But there's an independent God imbued Kedusha in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with what man is going to do or not do. There's an independent Kedusha. And then there's a next part. And that first part is, what is the language of the pasuk? Sham mizbeach l'Hashem hanireh ilav, which means what? Just appears to Avram. He doesn't do anything. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a kedusha that comes. Nothing to do with your actions at that point. You can call it a kedusha pnimit if you want. But then you have what? You have a kumi talech ba'aretz kilecha nena. There you have to do something. There it's not just that there is a extant or existential kedusha. Here you have to do the kibush. You have to do the chazakah. There, that's the vayivin mizbeach. Two different levels. Level number one is that there is a independent kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Or to phrase it, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, once we're talking about Rav Tzvi Yehuda. Many of us talk about b'siyata d'shmai. We need help. But Rav Tzvi Yehuda would say it's siyata lishma. Is that you become a partner with God. Meaning if I wanted to take it from Eretz Yisrael to us, the question is how do we view our Avodas Hashem? Do we view it that what makes me a better Jew is only when I do the good actions? Which is definitely true. I have to improve. But there's a first step before that. The first step before that is that I have an intrinsic kedusha. I have that kedusha. Hashem created Adam HaRishon, and vayipach papav nishmat chaim. I believe that Elokim asat Adam Yashar, putting our tzelem Elokim. We have that inside of us. That's the first part. The first part is to recognize that. To recognize that we are intrinsically good. Now we have to work. But then there's the second part. The second part is to then do the mitzvahs, to then move ahead and create and build.
And the reason I say this is because it reflects two different parts of our Avodas Hashem. One part is the internal. To recognize on the inside that we're good. Not just showing everybody else. The internal piece. That Ali Shor, in his introduction, Rav Volbi, says this is what you see in Avodas Hashem. It's not just to showboat Facebook, to show everything. First and foremost, it's in your heart. It's got to be you being able to connect yourself to what's going on here. To be able to open up your lane that way. First, it's got to be that you're connected. And only then you have the limud Torah and the mitzvot. But then if you mess up, if you look in the second parasha, it then flips the order. You do the ma'asim first, the mitzvot, and then the limud. Which means as follows. It means that we have two different paths, or parallel paths, to be able to help build an Avodas Hashem. It can't just be in our heart, and it can't just be with the actions and with the heart. You need to be working on these parallel tracks. Now, what we're doing in Yeshiva, it's an intense week. Each week, it's amazing. The amount of skills, the amount of thought, I hope at least, that you're thinking about how you're growing, how you're developing. So the first idea, which I want you to understand, is that internally, there's a Kedusha Yisrael, there's a Kedusha Nafshit that you have to recognize. If you don't recognize that because you thought, okay, what's the big deal? It's something that's so intrinsic that you have to think about. That you have that internal Kedusha. Now, having internal Kedusha doesn't mean you lose your personality. But it does mean that you recognize that there's a certain Kedusha part of you. And then the second part, once you realize that you have that mission, you have that ability, so then you go and say, okay, now how am I going to partner with God? One of the things, one of the guys, the older Mishimi, sat down with one of the Talmidim this week. The biggest thing that we do in our shir, besides building up the skills, is also making sure that you recognize that incremental growth that you're having. How do you do that? Sometimes, in the army, it's very clear. You go from here to carrier, in the first week, you did it in 7 minutes. Now you're running a couple kilometers in 6 minutes. It's very clear. Here, how do you measure? So I want to suggest a couple things. Number one is, obviously, chabur that we're going to talk about for Sunday. That's the greatest way to be able to say, wow, look at what I there's no way I could have broken down this Tosfos. Rekin and Chagar, Mistama, to be able to see, to be able to understand that there's different levels of Kedusha, past, present, a whole new category on the reading in itself. That's A. But just as important of the skills in being able to say that I care enough to be doing Chazar on Sunday. To be able to care enough to challenge yourself that when we have a Shir Kloli, to be actually be there in your shkoch to the people that challenge themselves. To be able to be there to hear from a big Dayan and be able to do that. And not say, it's Hebrew. But to work at it. But more than that, I suggest take a small little cheshbon nefesh, what do you want to call it, a diary. Make sure you're spending that time, that lady part. You know, what I heard this is really important for me to remember. This is an important challenge that I've had. To write it down for yourself. Just like some of you did it in Poland. It's not only did it in Poland, it's not only did it in seminaries. Okay? It's to be able to have a lathe. To be able to have that lathe, because that's what you need. You need that internal kedusha together with the accomplishments that you're going. And you're mastering daf beis, and we're going to get the daf kippah, mastering the sukkahs that we have here. That hopefully by Sunday you'll be able to read the Ashkol and Kedarim Tosfos. To be able to know, read Rashi, read the Ramban, and the Tosas Rush, and be able to run, and everything that we did. And be able to spit it back. When I say spit it back, hopefully, well, for that. But not just spit it back like in a test, but something that you've thought about, something that you've developed, that you shall be me, and also being able to develop. Shouts.
Thank you.